to another edition to Time to Heal. I'm Cassidy, and it is time to heal. In this episode, I will, one, discuss the reasons why I was afraid to face my emotional pain, two, discuss emotional waste, and three, talk about healing. Thank you for joining me today. So why do people fear facing emotional pain? Well, I think the most obvious reason would be because it hurts, and hell, nobody wants to hurt, right, inside. But I think there are many, many other reasons why people don't want to face their internal pain, and I'm going to share with you a few of the reasons that I had for not wanting to face the pain of my past. One was the belief that the pain would never end. Two, I was afraid to cry. Three, I was afraid to be vulnerable. Four, the belief that crying would make me look weak. Five, it's too scary. The memories from my past were very scary. Six, I was afraid of the unknown. Seven, afraid I might lose control, emotional control. Eight, it hurts. Nine, I didn't want to deal with that shit again. Been there, done that. Why would I want to deal with that shit again? 10, and the fact that I might feel hate that I had for someone. And when I look at the list of the reasons why I didn't want to face the pain of my past, fear was at the core of pretty much all the reasons and excuses I had for not wanting to do it. Thankfully for me, I was able to overcome that fear and just do it. And that's really what it took. Just making up my mind, making the decision, and just doing it. I mean, the truth is, it sucks. It sucks to relive painful memories. It sucks to think about someone that hurt us or about an event in our lives that was hellish or caused us pain. And I think the natural thing to do as a human is to turn from these things. You know, we block them out. We go on with life, or we run as fast as we can in the other direction in order to kind of forget those hurtful, painful events. But the problem is that the pain follows us. You know, it's almost like it leeches onto our soul and then hangs on forever. And the pain seems to enjoy the ride more than we do, and hell, it's our life. So facing the pain of the past may seem terrifying, unimaginable, but doing it will set you free. And I'm living proof of that. Facing and releasing the pain of your past also makes room for happiness and joy. It allows us to feel our bodies again. It allows you to feel positive emotions. It allows you to feel like a human being again. It helps you to be able to live in the present, so you're not constantly being triggered in your mind by the pain of the past. And I went into triggers in another video. You can find that on my YouTube channel. It's also helped me to be able to enjoy my family and live a calm and fulfilling life. So let's move on to emotional waste. I like to call stored pain emotional waste because it's excess emotion that we no longer need. When we look at how the body processes food, we can see that it takes in the nutrients from the food, it distributes it through the body, and then it releases the excess food that we don't need out of our body. Emotions work kind of the same way. When we experience too much negative emotion, we tend to store it inside and don't always release it properly. And if we never released our body's waste, for example, taking a dump, the poison from it would eventually kill us. So it's kind of the same with emotional energy. You know, when we generate negative emotions and force them to stay in our body, that lower energy will stagnate, and cause the body to feel tired, sluggish, irritable, and it can make you feel drained of your life energy. I also like to I'm gonna state the importance of fully processing and releasing emotional pain. And when you do that, I like to compare that to a farting. You know, when you have a lot of pent up gas inside of your body and you just let one rip, let it go. I mean, it feels good, right? I'm not gonna lie, it feels good. So it's kind of the same thing with releasing emotion. So I like to tell people, like, just have a big emotional fart, you know? And you will feel some relief from it. I promise you. So let's go into healing and emotional health. And I'm going to suggest that before you try to tackle big emotional issues, start practicing by letting go of small emotional turbulence. Like, for instance, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, or somebody pisses you off at work, or somebody says something mean to you that upsets you, make a conscious choice to let it go after you release those emotions associated with it and you process them fully. I will admit, letting go of the smaller things in life became much easier for me after I was able to let go of the big things. But the reason I suggest starting with the small things is so that you can get in the habit and teach yourself how to process the pain and let go of it. And just, it becomes a daily habit so that you're not constantly holding on to negative energy. And when you do process the emotion of it, if you need to cry, then cry. If you need to curse. I love to curse. I'm going to be honest. I love to curse. If you need to scream. If you need to punch a punching bag, do it. I have two punching bags in my backyard and gloves. And if I get really upset about something, I go out back, put those gloves on, and punch the living hell out of both the punching bags. And when I'm doing it, I will picture the person or the event or the thing in my mind. I'll curse, I'll yell, I'll say F you. You know, whatever I need to do, I love to say F you. I'm not gonna deny that. And it helps, and it helps me to release that pent up emotion. One thing I did when I was a much younger woman and I was processing some of the pain of my father putting a gun to my head and raping me was, I went into an old photo album, took out pictures of him, and cut them up. Literally took scissors and cursed and sweared and just said, F you, and called him all kind of horrible names, wonderfully horrible names, and cut all the pictures up. Another thing I did during that time in my life is I would take wine glasses and I would go outside. I lived in this apartment complex, and I'd go downstairs and go outside and chunk them up against this brick wall. And it wasn't when I threw it they gave me the release. It's when it broke and it shattered and the pieces just went all over the place. It was like I just got this emotional release. It was fantastic. And I'm going to say another thing again that I will probably say in every video, which is to any man watching this, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. So once you're done processing and releasing that energy, try then to focus on positive thoughts, which will then generate positive energy in order to maintain like a balance in your mind and your body. And think of the process as your healthy emotional routine, much like the same way you may have a healthy exercise routine or healthy eating habits. This is going to be your healthy emotional habits. And after I released a big majority of my past pain, something interesting happened that I didn't know was going to happen. I guess I began to mature emotionally, and I stopped allowing other people's chaos and negative energy to affect me all the time. Now, I have not perfected that technique or that habit, but I'm way, way, way better at it than I used to be. And I like to call this detaching with love, especially when you're dealing with family members and they do stuff to upset you, or they do stuff that you think they're making choices in their life that you can see are harmful, or they're gonna have these very negative consequences from. If they're a grown person, I have to just, especially with my daughters, you know, detach, continue to love them, detach, and allow them to make the choices and decisions in their life that they're making. It doesn't mean I don't care. It means I'm detaching with love. That's one of the emotional tools that I have acquired and put in my emotional tool chest and pull out when I need to pull it out. And I wanted to mention it just to give you the idea and the benefit of you know, another small emotional tool that you can begin practicing in your life. That's it. I hope you've enjoyed this session. If you have any questions, please access my email at www.egcassidy.com. Thank you for joining me today.